Mr. Trump imposed new sanctions on Iran's leadership. This came after he ordered and then called off airstrikes on military installations in the country in response to Iran's downing of an American spy drone. Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, said the sanctions marked the permanent closure of the path of diplomacy.
The chief of Ethiopia's army and the president of the Amhara region were killed along with several other people in two incidents in what the government called an attempted coup. The government blamed the head of security in Amhara for the attacks. He was subsequently killed by the army.
Zimbabwe reintroduced its currency, the Zimbabwe dollar, amid a deepening economic crisis. It had abandoned the notes in 2009 after their value was destroyed by hyperinflation and instead adopted American dollars. The finance minister said the move would give the central bank more flexibility.
Robert Mueller agreed to testify at an open session to Congress on July 17th. Evidence from the man who investigated Russian influence in the Trump campaign will make it the most eagerly awaited congressional hearing in years.
Republicans in Oregon's state Senate refused to show up for work, thus denying a quorum for a vote on a bill that would introduce a carbon cap and trade system. The Democratic governor asked state troopers to find the absconders.
A photograph of a father from Guatemala and his 23-month-old daughter, who both drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande, intensified America's debate on illegal immigration. Reports also emerged of 300 children being held in squalid conditions at a border station. The House of Representatives and the Senate passed competing packages on aid for the border to cope with the surge of migrants.
Mexico sent 15,000 troops to its border with the United States. It is the largest deployment to control migration that Mexico has ever undertaken. Donald Trump has demanded that Mexico do more to stop illegal immigration, mainly by Central Americans, or face export tariffs. Mexico had already sent 2,000 National Guardsmen to help police its southern border.
At least three people were killed in protests against Honduras's president, Juan Orlando Hernandez. Doctors and teachers are demonstrating against plans to restructure the ministries of education and health, which they say will lead to privatization.
Authorities in Spain arrested a Brazilian sergeant who flew in on a presidential plane carrying 39 kilograms of cocaine. The aircraft was on its way to the G20 summit in Japan. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, who was travelling on another aircraft, normally extols the armed forces. In this case, he demanded severe punishment for the smuggler.